This is Worldviews. I'm Suzette Grelot. Joshua Landis, welcome back to the roundtable. It's been a while. It's been a long summer.
It has been. It's great to be here.
Yeah, well, it's good to have you back. And it's good to be back in the studio for me. So we're going to talk Turkey today because obviously a week ago there was what appears to be a failed coup attempt in Turkey. There's a lot of speculation. We're not entirely sure what's happened here, or at least maybe you can enlighten us a little bit about what has happened here. But it seems to be that the Gulenists maybe were being blamed for this, but now we're not sure. Maybe it was something that was orchestrated by the Erdogan regime. Anyway, give us the scoop on what happened here. We know it was a failed attempt, or at least that's what we've been told. What are some of the details? What do we need to know about the coup in Turkey?
Well, a military attempted coup with lots of mid-level military guys, but also many generals. One-third of all Turkish generals have now been separated from the military. 60,000 people have been fired, arrested, or pushed out of their jobs. This is a major house cleaning that's going on.
60,000 people in the military alone?
No,
or across other government agencies?
Over 2,000 judges. Over 2,000 judges, many deans, so you're lucky you're not a Turk. And lots of professors. There has been a long slate of public enemies, of enemies of the Erdogan regime that have been pushed out. And this isn't people who are connected to the coup. This is a very opportunistic sweep.
But give us your best understanding here of, was this a real coup attempt?
Yes, or
was
this was a real coup attempt.
And was it orchestrated by – who was it orchestrated by?
We don't know.
A military thing, or we still don't know?
We do not know. The Gulenist organization, as you pointed out, as you mentioned, has been accused by President Erdogan of being behind this coup. The Gulenist movement is a religious movement, liberal.
Meaning secular. Is that what you
no,
mean?
No, it's not secular. It's a religious movement. But it's for democracy, it's for good relations with the West, and the West has been very intrigued with this movement because Gulen, Fatah Allah Gulen, who is a resident in Pennsylvania for the last 20 years, is accused of masterminding this coup. And this is going to undermine U.S. and Turkish relations. It could undermine them even further because there is an extradition demand for him. And a package just the other day was sent to Washington demanding that he be expelled. And the U.S. is going to have to go through it, but it's going to be very difficult. And the U.S. doubts whether there's proper evidence. At any rate.
Nor will this person probably get a fair trial or any sort of, you know, real justice if he was to be returned to Turkey. So, I mean, obviously there's you know, an incredible heavy hand that's operating
in
Turkey today.
And
some say that this is working to Erdogan's advantage, right? The sense that he's able to clean house. I mean, is this going to continue or will
things return to normal? This is a real move towards authoritarianism. And it has everybody very worried. And this has been going on for some time. Now, we have to remember that Erdogan was an extremely popular leader of Turkey and is still is a popular leader of Turkey. He engineered an about-face for Turkey that was extremely important, a big economic boom, and that is what really cemented him. But he also became what many people held up and President Obama held up in the first years of his presidency as the exemplar of a liberal Islamist who could bring democracy to Turkey, who could make the economy boom, and Turkey was 17th largest economy in the world, 7th largest in Europe. He stopped inflation. He helped balance the books to a certain degree and led a very good foreign policy, zero enemies foreign policy, as it was called by his Secretary of State, which was to make friends with Russia, Syria, Armenians, Greeks, everybody.
Well, they are right there in the middle of everybody.
They were going to take advantage of that foreign policy.
Yeah,
precisely. They were going to take advantage of that entrepreneur position. Now, all that fell apart with the beginning of the Syrian civil war, which he got dragged into, and this began to splinter Turkey, dividing secularists from Islamists, dividing Kurds from Turks, dividing Shiites from Sunnis. So it put tremendous strain on society inside Turkey. And that has fed, I think, some of the divisions. But the war between Kurds and Turks has begun again. So Turkey is suffering, and this is a sign of Turkish weakness. And a crackdown to become more authoritarian by Erdogan is only going to weigh on U.S.-Turkish relations in the future.
Well, I think the point that Turkey is suffering and that this is all a consequence of that is in some ways a really important point, because clearly the migrant crisis and all of the wars on near their borders and within their borders with the Kurds is really taking its toll. And so the response clearly is to be heavy-handed. But this economic issue, I mean, he's credited with this economic turnaround, but this is going to have a huge and devastating effect on Turkey economically.
It is. And you look at our programs, Little University of Oklahoma, which was – I was supposed to be teaching a class in Turkey, taking 20 students. That was canceled. But setting up a center potentially in Turkey, all of that is now on hold. And if our university is doing that, think of big business. Foreign investment is going to come to a standstill, and Turkish middle class is going to get hammered.
And the tourist industry is completely dried up. So it's really devastating for Turkey in so many ways. We're going to keep watching this, Joshua, as always, and we'll talk about it again, undoubtedly. Thank you for being here today.
Pleasure.
We'd love to hear your thoughts about this conversation or answer any questions you might have. Leave your comments in the Worldview section of our website or send us a tweet at WorldviewsKGOU. I'm on social media at Suzek Rolat. And you can follow all of Joshua's thoughts on the Middle East at Joshua_Landis. While you're at KGOU.org, you can also listen to all of our past shows, read our digital content, and subscribe to our podcast.